Gray County Council has voted in favor of offering conditional support to TC Energy's pumped storage proposal in Meaford. At its meeting on April 25, County Council voted overwhelmingly in favor of a resolution from Owen Sound Mayor Ian Boddy to offer conditional support to the controversial energy generation project that would be located on the military base in Meaford. The full text of the resolution can be found on the meeting agenda here. The Blue Mountains Deputy Mayor Peter Berdignon was the lone dissenting vote as the motion passed 89-7 in a recorded vote. Berdignon did not speak to the matter during the discussion. The approval is conditional on the project completing the various provincial and federal environmental and impact assessments processes and the approval of Saugeen Ojibwe Nation. Sun. Observing the vote in the council chambers were representatives from Sun, including Chiefs Greg Nodjiwan and Conrad Ritchie, of the Chippewas of Nawash Unceded First Nation and Chippewas of Saugeen First Nations. Representatives of TC Energy were also present, along with a group of residents who opposed the pumped storage project. Meaford Deputy Mayor Shirley Keaveney seconded the motion from Boddy and expressed support for the county offering its conditional support for the project. Keaveney said the project represented a significant economic development opportunity in the community. She said it would create jobs and diversify the economy. Keaveney said a significant majority of the investment needed to build the project should it proceed would remain in Canada and Ontario. Keaveney also noted that the environmental concerns raised by opponents of the project had to be addressed during the environmental assessment phase. Every question and concern to TC Energy must be answered objectively, said Keaveney. In his remarks, Boddy focused on the climate change impacts of the project, the reconciliation with First Nations process and the impact assessments of the project that will be required. Boddy said TC Energy has consulted and partnered with Saugeen Ojibwe Nation in a meaningful way and early in the process. He said the project represented a significant contribution to combating climate change. He also noted that environmental concerns would be addressed by the assessment process required by the federal and provincial governments. There are still a lot of decisions to be made, said Boddy. Think about the effect on our children and grandchildren. To get to net zero, there are going to have to be very bold and unpopular decisions made. We have to be willing to say, yeah, in my backyard. After the meeting, TC Energy representatives said they are happy with the results of the vote. We are encouraged by the passing of the resolution of support from Gray County today, and Council's recognition of the significant environmental, economic and social benefits the Ontario Pumped Storage Project will bring to the county and beyond, said John Mickelson, Director, TC Energy Power and Energy Solutions. Throughout the development of the project, we are committed to hiring and buying local, prioritizing local skilled workers, suppliers, and businesses, creating good jobs and contributing to the economic and social well-being of the county for decades to come. The Sun representatives spoke to reporters after Council's decision. Sun has partnered with TC Energy on the project that is within its traditional territory, and the company has said the proposal will not proceed without Sun's approval. The decision will be made once we're positive the questions on the environment and stewardship have been addressed. The issues and the concerns have to be addressed, said Nawash Chief Greg Nodjiwan. Nodjiwan said they are in a community engagement process about the project. We have meetings on social, economic benefits. We have meetings with Hydro One to explain the need of electrifying the province. So it's by bringing the experts in to explain the situation and what the future looks like that is part of an informed decision, he said.